Chapter 3. Heathcliff's Revenge. Catherine's heart was broken by Heathcliff's abandonment, but she continued to see Edgar Linton regularly. Old Mr. and Mrs. Linton died soon after Heathcliff left, and Edgar wooed Miss Cathy all the harder. They married 3 years later, and Catherine made me come live with her and Edgar here at Thrushcross Grange. I was sad to leave Hindley's son, Hareton, behind, because he had no one to care for him now, but I had to go. 6 months after Catherine and Edgar were married, Heathcliff walked up to the gate without warning. He'd grown into a tall, strong, handsome man, with the clothes and manners of a gentleman. Catherine ran to throw her arms around his neck, screaming like a little girl. Then she brought him inside and they sat close together, talking with undisguised delight, while Edgar looked on, pale with anger and jealousy. After a few hours, Heathcliff set off for Wuthering Heights. I soon found out why Hindley allowed him to stay. From the first day of his mysterious return, Heathcliff encouraged Hindley to gamble with him, but Hindley almost always lost. The more he lost and the more money he owed Heathcliff, the more Hindley wanted to gamble and drink. Heathcliff was rapidly ruining Hindley and taking everything he owned. He seemed to enjoy seeing Hindley degrade himself. Heathcliff also took pleasure in ruining Hindley's only son, Hareton. Just as Hindley had once done to him, Heathcliff was doing the same to Hindley's son. Heathcliff concentrated his efforts on reducing Hareton to an animal-like state. A few months after Heathcliff's return, I was walking past Wuthering Heights on the road when Hareton threw a stone at my head. I was shocked to see Heathcliff standing nearby and smiling. "Hareton," I scolded. "It's Nellie, your nurse. Don't you remember me?" The little boy let out a string of curses, his little face screwed up with malice. Then he picked up another rock. Heathcliff did nothing to stop him and looked very satisfied. For a time after Heathcliff's arrival, life stayed normal at Thrushcross Grange. Heathcliff did not visit often, and it seemed as though life would continue as before. But soon, all that changed. Edgar's younger sister, Isabella, fell madly in love with Heathcliff, and she accused Catherine of stealing him from her. "You are crazy to love him, Isabella," Catherine said. "He is a fierce, pitiless, wolfish man. I know he couldn't love a Linton, but he'd be quite capable of marrying you to hurt your brother and steal his fortune. I am his friend, but I know all this is true." The next day, Catherine, Isabella, and I were sitting in the living room when Heathcliff walked in for a visit. Before Isabella could leave, Catherine said, "Ah, well, here are two people who need me to break the ice between them. Edgar's poor little sister is breaking her heart just looking at you. No, Isabella, stay right there," she said, holding her hard by the wrist when the poor red-faced girl tried to leave. Heathcliff simply looked at Isabella without saying a word or moving. He stared at her like she was an odd, disgusting animal. The poor girl went white and then red and desperately tried to free herself from Catherine's iron grip with her nails. "See how vicious she is, Heathcliff?" said Catherine coolly, finally letting go of Isabella. "I'd break off her fingers if those nails ever touched me," he growled as Isabella ran from the room. The next time Heathcliff visited, young Isabella was in the yard. I watched from the window as he kissed her. "Liar! Traitor!" I shouted. Catherine rushed to the window and saw Heathcliff with Isabella. A minute later, Heathcliff walked into the kitchen. "Why are you doing this?" Catherine asked in amazement. "I seek no revenge on you," replied Heathcliff, "but you have treated me badly. You are welcome to torture me by choosing other men over me, but at least allow me to torture others."
"You are like the devil. You only get joy out of the unhappiness of others," Catherine shouted, and she sat down with her back to Heathcliff. I hated Heathcliff so much in that moment that I ran to tell Mr. Linton all that had happened. He was enraged and sent for the farm boys to come throw Heathcliff out. Then he ran to the kitchen and burst in. "You have 3 minutes to leave.
he said quietly to Heathcliff. I've been too patient with your miserable, mean personality. You are a poisonous creature. Kathy, this sheep of yours threatens like a bull, Heathcliff laughed. It is too bad that beating him is not worth the effort. Looking out the window, Catherine saw the farm boys approaching.
You coward, Edgar, she said. Heathcliff would never touch you. You are too weak.
Heathcliff walked slowly toward Edgar. Edgar's face went very white, and he began to tremble nervously in fear and embarrassment, and he leaned on the back of a chair and covered his face. Heathcliff walked by him toward the back door, saying, I compliment you on your taste, Kathy. You preferred that miserable coward to me. I wish he was stronger so that I could strike him. As he passed Mr. Linton, Heathcliff pushed the chair that Catherine's husband was leaning on. Mr. Linton fell to the floor, but quickly jumped up and struck Heathcliff hard on the throat, just as a group of armed men came in the front door. Heathcliff, surprised, shot Mr. Linton an evil look. Heathcliff paused a moment, considering violence. Then the armed men came further in the room, and Heathcliff escaped through the back door instead. Catherine was so upset that she ran to the sitting room and fell onto the couch.
Leave me alone, she shouted. Edgar, you leave me now.
But Edgar would not.
Who do you choose, Heathcliff or me?
He asked over and over again until Catherine began smashing her head against the arm of the couch. Edgar looked frightened and called for help, but I thought that Catherine was putting on a show for the attention.
There is nothing wrong with her, I said calmly. If you leave her now, she will be fine.
Catherine stayed in her room for 3 days without eating anything and began to look quite sick. Edgar did not know that she was ill, so he stayed downstairs and waited for her to come to him. She was looking worse and worse, and I started to get a little worried because I knew she was pregnant, but I still did not tell Edgar anything. I was sure that if I did say anything, his attention would just encourage her to act out more. So when she asked for Mr. Linton, I told her that he was busy reading his books and did not want to speak to her.
Oh, I am going to die! I am going to die! She ranted. And he is too busy reading to see me? My God, if I knew he would suffer, I'd kill myself now. No one loves me anymore. I used to think that the more Edgar and Heathcliff hated each other, the more they'd love me. But now neither of them loves me anymore. Where are they?